Hey, are you awake? I just wanted to come and see you. I've been pacing about, not able to sleep. No, I don't think it's possible to sleep with everything that's gonna be going on. I guess you feel the same way. Science will be sleeping for centuries, so I really don't feel super inclined to spend my last night unconscious. I'd much rather spend it with you, if you don't mind. Great. Scooch over. It's pretty crazy, huh? Sheer magnitude of it all, you know? It's a lot. I mean, I'm ready for it. Of course I am. I've been training pretty much my whole life for this mission, but now that it's actually here, well, you know. It seems more real than it ever did before. Nervous? Don't be silly. Of course I'm nervous. In fact, I'm positively terrified. But this is my duty. My responsibility. But I guess I'm preaching to the choir. You know how it is. You're the same as me. We've been going through the same training, the same motions, same everything. I know you understand. I have to ask. I got my personal effect sheet. You get to choose some things to take with you. A bit of earth, a bit of humanity. What did you choose? I know you get to fill up 10 spots, but I honestly don't have 10 spots worth of personal attachments. I'm taking my music player, of course. Can't go galloping across the galaxies without a good soundtrack, you know. I spent the past few months just filling up the terabytes with songs I don't even necessarily like, but I just want to take as much with me as I can, you know. Yeah, I know. It's a little old school, but I've carried this thing around since I was a kid, so it's fitting that it should go with me. And music is just so, I don't know, it's a good record of who we are. I don't want to forget that. That's really my main thing. I have just a few odds and ends that, for some reason, I've just held on to over the years that I don't want to part with. But they're so mundane, you know. I look at them and I think, that's the culmination of who I am. What I chose to bring. What I had, what belonged to me, what I was attached to. A moon rock. It was my great-great-great-grandfather's. handed down all the way to me. It's given to whoever's chosen or whoever volunteers in the family. I don't have anyone else to pass it down to. All of my family is gone, out to the furthest reaches of the void. I'm the last one to leave ground. No, none of them went together. It was more beneficial to split them up, have each of them lead their own teams. Duty before love, death before dishonor. When they started telling people that the time was short, they all volunteered. We all volunteered. There was no other choice for us. The other item is a little less depressing, but a little more embarrassing. Yeah. It's the teddy bear. He's kept me company for this long. He can keep me company out there too. So, how about it? I showed you mine. What do you have? What are the lucky trinkets that will get to travel the stars with you? I see. That's nice. You know, I've always been so focused on getting to this point that I feel like there's a lot I missed out on. And I regret that. I just never had the time. And now, getting ready to say goodbye forever. You know, it's... yeah. I didn't expect it to be this hard. My family was never... well, we were never close. That's just sort of how we operated. And I never really had anyone that I would miss. Until now. Meeting you has been the highlight of my life on this world. Maybe of any world. I've never had a best friend or someone that, when we were apart, it hurts. But we're going to be about as far apart as you could ever possibly get. Opposite ends of the universe. And it hurts. Because I'm going to miss you. More than I thought I would. More than I even knew I could miss someone. And I wish that there was a way for us to go together. There's not. I will never forget you. And I wish I had something to give you. Something meaningful and precious. But I don't. You are the most meaningful and precious thing that I've ever had. When we met and started training all those years ago, I was scared to get close to you. because I knew this day would come, and it would just make it that much harder. And it is hard, but it was worth it. You were worth it. I just wanted to tell you that before tomorrow. I'm sure it's only made it harder on you, and I'm sorry about that. It is a bit selfish of me, but I couldn't say goodbye without telling you first. Goodbye, my dearest friend. May your journeys take you to the most beautiful places. I know that mine already has.